patriotic.
Can decide whether it was used by the regime which has used chemical weapons before, the regime which had the rockets and the weapons, or whether the opposition secretly went unnoticed into territory they don't control to fire rockets they don't have containing sarin that they don't possess.
All right, Secretary of State John Kerry summing it up at the end there. As you'd hear what he's saying about Syria. Boy, he has changed his tune. Coming up in this hour of ATN, a conversation with Ryan Morrow, volunteer researcher for the Reform Party of Syria. What does he think of the comments now from Kerry and, you know, where we're headed at this point in Syria? And ultimately, how much of a resource or how many resources are we going to dump into the situation there? So as that's burning, the Syrian deal, we also have Benghazi, and there's been a lot of back and forth over this now lately. The House Republicans investigating what happened last year include John Mica, a Republican from Florida, who says that there's a report that was done by Tom Pickering and Admiral Mike Mullen, and he says it's whitewash, and why Clinton, then Obama, and Tom Dinillon, Obama's national security advisor, weren't interviewed because they weren't involved in Benghazi's security decisions. So we keep coming back to the same thing over and over and over again. And some Republicans, like Congressman John Jordan of Ohio, accuses Mullen, Admiral Mike Mullen, of tipping off Clinton's former chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, about the investigation. So that's obviously a huge problem. As we said before, you're not going to get to the bottom of this. What do you think? Will we get to the bottom of it? I'm going to say no. Even General Martin Dempsey, Mullen's successor as the top U.S. general, rejected the stand-down claim at the Senate hearing in June. So the Republican-led House and Armed Services Committee endorsed that position, that very one, after a classified hearing with other senior officials in July. So there's clearly something behind closed doors that's been seen that we have not seen, that's been thrown out there and discussed before. The Democrats say they find significant fault with the State Department for establishing Benghazi as a temporary post without the full security of an embassy or a consulate. So that's part of the problem. The designation, hey, it's Benghazi. Yeah, well, we're not going to, it's going to be a temporary post. So if it's a temporary post, then we have two guards and a camel to watch your back. Sorry about that, brother. And we saw what happened. Four people died as a result of it, or partially because of it. And instead, what happens is we spend a year trying to get to the bottom of Benghazi with all the twists and turns, and we never quite get there, do we? We never get there. We only have attack after attack after attack. And there was an 80-page report that concluded that the U.S. military, as I'm going to say this again, wasn't ordered to stand down during the Benghazi attack, rejecting a claim repeated just this week by several members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. So why wasn't the military called in to help? Isn't that the idea of the military? They didn't even try. That there was, so they knew this is temporary post, insufficient security. Clearly, the people on the ground were begging twice to have more security, and then look what happens. Look what happens. And here's what I like. I like the fact that Pat Smith, the mother of Sean Smith, who, by the way, was an information technology specialist. He was one of the guys that was killed in Benghazi. I like the fact that she asked the questions that all of us have been asking. Why wasn't the military called in? Why was it described as a temporary post and labeled as such? And even though they asked twice for help, it was blown off. How do you blow that off when you could see clearly things that were happening in Libya? So again, we react after the fact. It's just not acceptable anymore. It's not acceptable to be a nation of reactors. What say you, America? 855-266-5283. Remember, I don't have to dance alone. You can throw in your two. 855-266-5283, or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. The questions still abound in about Syria, and obviously Benghazi in the mix after a year. Harmony says, what do you think about Obama giving weapons to Syria again? I think it was a setup. Interesting. Because you wonder, well, why is this happening again? And in the Syrian situation, if we're getting the chemical weapons out, which, by the way, one of the deadlines was already missed, but if we're getting all the chemical weapons out, no, it's going to be all wonderful and fabulous and all of that. As that's happening, the civil war continues to rain on, and Assad is still going to be the guy in charge. So nothing has changed there. I mean, nothing has changed there. Very, very frustrating, to say the least. Reaction has to turn into action. One step at a time, I know we can do it. There certainly could have been a way, at least to have more security for Benghazi when the ambassador himself was requesting it. And any of the criticisms toward Hillary Clinton, that falls on deaf ears because she's a potential presidential nominee in 2016. So she doesn't want to be, they don't want her name involved in approving a U.S. mission in a city that was going berserk with mass chaos after Libya's 2011 civil war. So who's at fault? Where does the blame lie? And the answer is, it lies within our own government. I mean, certainly the ambassador had a great reputation. If he was asking and had been a public servant his whole life in some pretty hairy situations, if he was asking for backup, there should have been backup. And then in the end, no military comes in. That is just poor. That's a poor excuse for a government. We have your back only when it's convenient. You know what I'm saying? Only when it's convenient. All right, we're going to check the mail next, so you definitely want to hang with us here on America Tonight.
A few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are.
All right, coming up, we're going to check the mailbag in just a second here, but a big shout out to Turquoise Radio. In the UK, just got a note here from Joe who says he's been listening to us since he left the States through the miracle of Turquoise Radio. So, woohoo! Saw for the first time in his life a Bobby last week. It is very, the Beefeater and the Bobby are two strange deals when you go to England. Strange for us because of the way our cops look and the way a guard would look compared to the how special the Beef Eater is. Let's leave it at that. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, Google it, and you shall be stunned and amazed. How's that? I said a lot of people wanted to hit us up in the mailbag. They do. We're going to get there in a second. I just want to say this. Nobody nailed the score this time around. For most people, the game was the Chiefs and the Eagles. The Thursday night game. The Eagles had a chance to pick up another win. They didn't, but how about KC? 3-0 for the start. Andy Reid, after 14 years as the coach of Philly, goes back into the city of brotherly love as the coach for the opposing team. And what happens? But he rolls and squeaks out another big win, a 3-0 start for KC. Philadelphia, I watched part of the game, looked terrible. So the key thing here is nobody nailed the score. Without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Indeed I do. By the way, that Kansas City score, Kansas City beating Philly 26-16. All right, this one from Eric, listening to us in the great state of New Mexico. I used to live there. I loved New Mexico. Eric says, Kate, when will people learn? You know what the real problem is, and you've actually touched on this a couple of times on your shows, is the fact that nobody wants to give up what they've got. And also, power just turns people into something very, very different than what they used to be. Power abused is a dangerous thing. Power unchecked is a dangerous thing. Power run amok is a dangerous thing. And I think you understand my point. Yes, I do. How about this one from Dale, who says, Obamacare, let's defund the sucker. Let's do it. I don't see how it's a groundbreaking piece of legislation. I think it sets us back, if anything. Well, the bill to actually defund Obamacare cleared the first House hurdle. We come back to the same thing again in any of these arguments. It'll never, even if it were to pass in the House and be a close vote, it's never going to pass in the Senate, and it's not, so it's not going to become any kind of a law at any point soon. A stopgap federal spending bill would deny funding for Obamacare, cleared its first hurdle in the House, but 230 to 192, it's not looking good for the rest of it. The measure is designed to provide money for government agencies to continue operating at the start of the new fiscal year. And when is that? October 1st. October 1st. House Speaker John Boehner in the House is going to pass the bill Friday, keep the government running while undercutting Obamacare. So there you have it. The Obamacare question back in our faces. Senator Ted Cruz thinks that, is advocating anyway, a shutdown rather than the health care law to move it forward. He said that the 95-96 government shutdown was just a partial temporary government shutdown that didn't hurt Republicans politically as much as most people think, and that it helped spark welfare reform in 1996. Here's one from Jocelyn. And Jocelyn says, Kate, I consider you to be such a smart woman. Therefore, I know you will be able to knock down my questions. And one of my questions is a pretty easy one. When we have people who are cutting out of food stamps, when we're complaining about the lack of really skilled jobs, when we look around and we see things decaying that would cost thousands of dollars, but we can't afford them because who has a nest egg? It's time to make a change, and the change could be with NASA. NASA has the Curiosity that has come back home empty-handed in search for methane in the atmosphere, a gas that on Earth is a strong indicator of life. The rover landed on Mars in August of 2012 to determine whether the planet was most like Earth. Most like Earth. And what's interesting is all of that is interesting information, but the amount of money we have to pay to get that information, we could have done something to perhaps save the people in Benghazi. The gas lasts 300 years in the Earth's atmosphere. It could be expected to stick around for 200 years. 200 years. The good news is everybody would want to talk to you if it went that long and you made it all the way through. You have to have a really super good memory. All right, I mentioned this. I'm going to keep telling you it. You do not want to miss Ryan Mora, why he cuts through the noise, the insanity of everything, and gives you the straight scoop on what's happening, especially in the Middle East, and why people need to be paying attention. Why they need to pay attention. Okay, this one from the Twix. Who calls themselves the Twix? If you were a candy bar, what kind of candy bar would you be? What kind of candy bar would you be, Mr. Nathan?
Oh, man.
Something healthy, like fruits and nuts?
Yeah, there you go.
Not a payday. Not a.
Yeah, there's definitely nuts in it. I know there's nuts in it.
All right, so something with nuts.
Oh,
Hershey candy bar with almonds.
Mmm, I'll do that. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Oh,
you know,
man.
Just for people out there that are listening, if you've never been to Hershey, Pennsylvania, it's the coolest thing. The lights have Hershey Kiss drops on them. And if you go, and at least what I know, if you go and you tour the Hershey factory, which is right there in the middle of Hershey, they give you a free candy bar at the end. I know I went through there and I got a candy bar. So that means all of you could go to Hershey, ride the rides, and go whip through the factory. What a wild gig that would be. All right, let's see. Here we go. Let's rifle off another one. This one comes to us from Anne, listening in the New Jersey area. It just says, listening in the New Jersey area. So the question becomes this. The question is, I don't know if you saw this or not, Kay, because I know you were touting the lottery on your last show, but there was one winning ticket sold for the $400 million Powerball jackpot. Yeah, one ticket. Boy, you'd have to feel really lucky if you held that one ticket. And it was sold officially. It was sold in South Carolina. So, South Carolina Education. The ticket was sold at a convenience store. And the winning numbers, because, hey, you may have had a ticket and you might have had, you know, one or two, and you do it and you put it aside and you don't even think about it. So I'm going to give you the winning numbers. 7, 10, 22, 32, 35. 7, 10, 22, 32, 35. The Powerball is 19. 19. So just remember that. Oh, the odds, 1 in 175 million. That is pretty crazy, crazy odds, I would have to say. Wow. One person. Thanks for reporting that. We did see that. The store is happy because they get a percentage of money. So it should be pretty swang for them next time out. And the person who wins, they have to be exhausted. And I would assume that exhausted mentally from the jumping jacks they're doing. And I would assume they're just trying to lay out a little map for going to claim the prize and then figuring out where do they go from there. What? What's my tax bill? $50 million. Woo! All right, hang with us. Young Mr. Morrow joins us next here on America Tonight.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Well, of course, we're talking about Syria and John Kerry and all the nonsense that's going on. And what are the big threats to national security? Ryan Morrow joins us again. As you know, he is the national security analyst for ClarionProject.org. They produced a couple of hit films. Some of you have actually sent in things where you saw it, Obsession, The Third Jihad, and Iranium is another one of them, too. So Ryan, by the way, also volunteered, it's worth repeating this, as a researcher for the Reform Party of Syria. Ryan, thanks for popping back on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me, to you, the most disturbing thing about what's going on with the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and the fact that he's massively flipped around his tone on Syria, and you could see that clearly in what his speech has been, what he's been saying in interviews and whatnot since this whole thing started.
Right. Well, what's funny is that this diplomatic breakthrough happened as a result of sarcasm on John Kerry's part. He had a reporter say to him, is there anything that Bashar Assad, the dictator of Syria, can do to avoid U.S. military action? And he somewhat sarcastically said, yeah, he can give up all of his chemical weapons and do it within a week, but that's never going to happen. And he shrugged it off. And then Russia said, we think that's a good idea. And Assad said, yeah, I'm willing to go for that. And then you have this You had this breakthrough, but the Russians were also boxing us into a corner. Because according to the sources I've talked to, and this has since been confirmed, the Russians approached Bashar Assad and said, look, the world cares when you kill people with chemical weapons, but the world doesn't care if you kill people with bombs and guns and regular weapons. So we'll arm you to the teeth with conventional weapons as you give up your chemical weapon, and then you'll come out stronger.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. So that was convenient, wasn't it?
Right, it was very intelligent. And so right now, one of the things that's happening in Syria, according to the Syrian opposition sources and different sources, is that there is a cleanup operation. That it's true that Assad is going to hand over at least some of his chemical weapons, but a good portion of the stockpiles are being loaded onto Russian warships right now. There are chemical weapons that have been put in trucks filled with vegetables that are going to be going into Lebanon. And the Iraqis have denied it, but there's a report that 20 trucks carrying sensitive material went into Iraq.
Yeah, so that's not good, obviously. And then we'll hear about it somewhere. And remember, we'll see, look what's happened as a result of this. We flipped open this and kicked open this Pandora's box. To you, what is the biggest threat? We're going to talk about threats to our security, because ultimately, all roads for people listening to the show, you know it. We're looking around in our own backyards. What is the biggest threat to security here in the United States? And is it the fact of terrorism that we're seeing now, more life has been sort of breathed into Al-Qaeda because of all these crazy instability with Iraq and Africa, Pakistan, and Syria and that kind of stuff?
Right. Well, right now in Syria, because the moderate elements of the Syrian rebels were not backed from the beginning, they've been outmatched by Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood and other Islamists. And so Al-Qaeda is really revitalizing, because in Syria they're able to recruit a lot of people, get donors for their fight, get supplies, and they send their recruits there for battle experience. So Syria has basically become what the Soviet Union was in the 1980s when it invaded Afghanistan. A whole new generation of jihadists are now being trained there and getting experience. And so the most likely threat or threat to materialize to the United States does come from Al-Qaeda and from those that support the Al-Qaeda-type ideology, but we also have to recognize that there's different types of threats. You have interest groups that are loyal to the Pakistani government or to the Muslim Brotherhood that are capable and indeed succeeding in influencing U.S. policy. And then, of course, you have a nuclear-armed Iran that's very concerning. And that is really concerning, because a nuclear-armed Iran with a single nuclear weapon, if it's timed correctly, could take out the United States, the entire electronic infrastructure. And so the U.S. would not be a superpower after what's called an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse attack.
Now, and do you believe, we've had people on that have said the opposite, that, that's nonsense about Iran. It is about nuclear power. That's all hype and baloney. But my sources say, oh, no, come on, give me a break. That's not at all hype and baloney. Of course, they would love to develop a nuclear weapon. So your thoughts are that's what's going on, right?
Right. When Iranian leaders say we're not developing a nuclear bomb, they're technically telling the truth, because they're not putting together the pieces to a bomb, because right now they're focused on creating the fuel and the missile for it. And so that's really the game of semantics that's going on. But look, according to UN inspectors, the Iranians have actually already picked out a test site for a nuclear weapon. They've worked on the nuclear trigger mechanism to create an explosion. None of that has a civilian or energy use. That's only for a nuclear weapon.
Yeah. The other thing is, we're seeing other things that are exploding, obviously, and some of this you've already voiced and we've already talked about. But when we look at the oil infrastructure, and this is something that we have talked about for the entire time, Ryan, that I've been doing this show, and looked at it from all different angles, how much of a threat do you think it is that there could be some kind of an attack that would just completely economically, let's say, just demolish us in the United States in a sense, and some others as well, like in Europe, with some kind of a explosive attack or whatever? Is that a real, real threat?
Oh, yes, definitely. And we've come close to it happening over in the past 2 years, actually. The Iranian regime is putting increased resources into their cyber warfare capability. And they carry out a dramatic cyber attack on the main Saudi oil company. And they were able to get into the computers and destroy a lot of them. Their objective was to shut the oil company down, which if they had done that would have been a global economic catastrophe. They were unable to do that, but they still did a lot of financial damage by destroying all of the computers. But that gives you an idea of what the Iranians are trying to accomplish. And if you look at where the oil is located in the Middle East, a lot of it's in Sunni-run countries, but the population that lives around those oil fields are Shiites. So Iran is a Shiite country, and so when they have fellow Shiites living near those oil pipelines, it really makes it tempting for them to build a terrorist cell and take it out.
Yeah. North Korea, we see that Dennis Rodman is the only American really truly welcome in North Korea. But in all seriousness, with what's happening in North Korea, and obviously the South so precariously sitting there perched in the split, what do you think the dangers are with North Korea?
Well, there's always the danger of a miscalculation, because whenever you have all decision-making in the hands of one person, and then that one person is a crazy man, then they're inevitably going to miscalculate and the whole thing can spiral out of control. But the North Korean psychology about how to hold on to power is what's really frightening, because there are increasing signs of internal discontent within the country. A lot of the population is waking up to what's going on to the outside world, because for so long they just lived in this bubble. And so there's an increasing internal problem facing the North Korean leadership. And the way they handle those problems, they believe the best way to handle them is by confrontation with outside power. And so that's why when Kim Jong-il was preparing to hand power over to his son, every step of the way there was a confrontation with South Korea, whether it was sinking their warship or firing missiles into the sea or firing artillery onto an island. And you saw these provocations increase as that leadership shuffle was happening. So as the North Korean regime loses its grounding, you're going to see more and more of that aggressive behavior.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia right there in the hornet's nest. So what would be the danger of any kind of sectarian warfare there, especially if you look at some of their neighbors to the north and the south?
Well, there's two major conflicts happening. There's a generational conflict where you have the young population that is actually very liberal and westernized and in favor of things like women's rights. And then you have the Wahhabist cleric, the religious establishment. And the Saudi royal family is trying to balance between those two, and it's not going to be able to do that forever. So that's going to weaken the state. The second conflict that we need to be aware of is what I was mentioning before. 90% of the Saudi oil is located in the eastern province. The eastern province is 90% Shiite, and the rest of Saudi Arabia is Sunni. So what does that mean? It means that you have a minority living where the major oil resources are that don't like the current government and are predisposed, based on their religion, to Iran. And so that's why there's a lot of concern about Iran creating kind of like a Hezbollah-type force in Saudi Arabia, which they're definitely capable of doing.
All right, all the things that we've talked about, you know, we're talking about what I talk about, the concerns of the Middle East. You know that there's some people that will be listening and be like, well, you know, who cares? Why don't we just forget this whole thing with the Middle East? We got ours, they got ours, let them settle it. But there is a danger in just ignoring what's happening there, isn't there?
Right, because Al-Qaeda can establish a base in Pakistan or Yemen or wherever, and then the first thing they do is send their operatives over here. And then also the economy, as globalization increases, is very interconnected. And so if you have a pipeline blow up in Saudi Arabia, then that does tremendous damage to us, and then there goes your investments and your retirement accounts and everything else. So it's all very interconnected. But there are also Islamist forces in the United States, whether it's the American branch of the Muslim Brotherhood or an Al-Qaeda sleeper cell, or this group called Muslims of the Americas that has huge compounds around the country where they train their members in guerrilla warfare. You have all these different forces in the United States, and all it takes is just a little bit of gasoline to be put on that fire for it to explode.
Yeah, no kidding. Ryan Moore, always fun to chat with you. You give us some good little nuggets here, things to think about, and we'll have you back on again, partner. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo this Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo this Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come on, mama.
Wow, how quickly the time has flown. Here we are, rounding that final turn for this hour of America Tonight, anyway. And I'll tell you what, as we hit this final turn, a couple of random thoughts here. One, I got plenty of extra email on what then became, oops, the House Republicans vote to slash food stamps to cut $39 billion from the program. $39 billion. But here's the thing, even though it passes 217 to 210, you still have to have that go through the Senate, and it doesn't look good if you're handicapping it from that point of view that it will go through the Senate. So it probably doesn't become an issue. I already said this. I got a note here from Helen who says, Kate, I am a long-time Republican, but I have to say it makes me sad that Republicans voted this way, taking food out of the mouths of so many. I was there once in my life. I am somebody who was able to dig my way out of a terrible situation. But with small children, if I didn't have that short amount of time that I was able to have access to the food stamps, I never, ever, ever would have been able to make it and to raise these wonderful kids the way they needed to be raised. It wasn't a very long time. It was just over a year, but it took me that long to be able to finish a degree after I had lost my husband. So I think sometimes, and I think you mentioned this earlier, that on face value things look a certain way, but when you dig deeper you realize how many stories there are out there. And that's true. For every time someone says, because somebody's lazy, that's why they can't find a job, and that's why they're on food stamps, there is that person that is just racked by some heinous situation, and they need a leg up. They need help. In this case, with SNAP, the thing is, with the Senate anyway, it doesn't, you know, it's not going to happen. And by the way, that was over a 10-year period, too, because I think some people went berserk thinking that this was going to happen, just boom, you know, overnight, and that's not what it was anyway. So that's one thing. And they say that what would do it was eliminate loopholes that have allowed people who were ineligible to continue, you know, to receive benefits. That instead, that's what really would happen. That it would do that with their calculations. The problem is, not the problem. The thing is, as I said all along, it won't go through the Senate, or the Senate won't have something that will reconcile with it. So it's kind of doubtful that this really goes anywhere. And as I said, this was random thoughts. So another random thought. The week was a rough one in Washington, D.C. The FBI painstakingly, well, this is their job, they've gone through what now has happened in the case of the shipyard, because I think the first thing that really pops into everyone's mind is, where's the security for this? You work at the shipyard, you're someone that's been there X amount of time, because a lot of the people were certainly older, and then you find out that the clearinghouse, the people who did the background checks for this, the company, did the same background checks on several other people where things had happened, including even Ed Snowden, no matter what you think of the NSA leaker, if you think, oh, thank goodness, because he revealed these terrible things that the NSA was doing in the name of supposedly the Patriot Act or under the authority that was there, but it turns out it was much deeper. The bottom line is, too, he wasn't vetted correctly, and then the NSA tried to make up for it, figure a way to make up for it. So that was one thing that we learned, and it's not a shocker they didn't dig deep enough. The movements of Aaron Alexis and what happened, and how does he get onto the base? How does he have this shotgun? How does that happen? Well, he got onto the base as they retrace everything at 8 a.m. in the morning, and parked in a deck across from the building where he went in with the intention to harm all those people of Building 197. He swiped himself into the building. He used a valid pass because, of course, we knew he had the clearance, and entered carrying a bag. He went to the fourth floor just like that, went into a bathroom, came out with the bag, and it was unclear, they're still trying to figure this out, whether the shotgun was in the bag, but the weapon was modified at both ends, so the stock and the barrel were sawed off just a little bit, and then he just started shooting, I mean, just like that, that quickly, randomly, at people on the fourth floor with no real pattern. He was wandering the halls, he was hunting people, they say, to shoot, and then moved to the third floor, shooting anyone who crossed it in his path, went down to the lobby, shot a security guard, then took out a Beretta, the semi-automatic Beretta pistol from the man that he shot, continued going up and down the building. He was focusing mainly on the third and fourth floors, had a shotgun ammunition in a pocket on the outside of his pants. When he ran out, he began shooting with a handgun. There was no evidence, because that was the other part of this, which was so crazy, that he was like a sniper, that he was on the fourth floor, and he was pointing the gun down, started shooting at people, you know, from this higher atrium. Instead, they say they believed, as they traced the pattern, that he walked around the hallways that opened onto the atrium, and there wasn't any kind of a really direction or purpose that he had. There was no sign. There was no, you know, that's always the thought. They're looking for somebody. They're trying to get back at somebody. It's some kind of love quarrel. It's whatever. And there wasn't any of that there. And the people from that were killed, the victims were from all different backgrounds that were in the hallways and the offices. So the bottom line, it really was a very random situation that he wanted to do what he did. He went in with a purpose and intent anyway, and then he randomly started hitting people who were just in his way. The response time, too, because a lot has been made about that, 2 minutes after getting the first call, there were two units that had AR-15 semi-automatic rifles. They went there within 4 or 5 minutes. 5 to 7 were then going through the gates, and then that's when they were able to catch up with him after that, because it's always about the time. And the first responders said it was like a war zone. There was carnage, as they described it, everywhere in the building. They went past people who were asking them for help, but they had to neutralize the threat and whatnot, and it was that was just awful. That he was combing the room full of cubicles and he was shooting at people. So it's that sitting duck thing, and it goes back to what if somebody had a concealed and carry weapon? Would it have made a difference? Could they have knocked him down and somebody got to him sooner? The Navy Yard gunman who was just wandering the halls, hunting people and shooting them, could they have knocked him out sooner? And the answer is, of course they could have. If somebody had a weapon, then they could have pointed at him and taken him out. How much better would that have been, and how many people could have possibly survived it? So for every argument against the gun, there is an argument on the other side of it. All right, and finally, this one last random thought. You might not have seen this. You remember Tom DeLay? Of course you do, the former Speaker of the House, who went on to Dancing with the Stars and whatnot. A Texas appeals court threw out the criminal conviction of the former U.S. House majority leader, anyway, Tom DeLay, saying there was insufficient evidence for a jury in 2010 to have found him guilty of illegally funneling money to Republican candidates. Because remember, that's what happened. He was found guilty of laundering and conspiracy to commit money laundering for helping illegally fund corporate dollars to Texas candidates in 2002. It was a 2-to-1 ruling, reversing the judgments of the trial court and then rendering the judgments of acquittal. That's officially how it's said. So that's what the deal is there. That's huge, because this has been a long process. His lawyer just released a statement saying that he's ecstatic, he's grateful, he's just numb, and that he's going to be able to resume his life as he once knew it, that this is it. How about that? I mean, out of the blue, all of a sudden, that ruling came down. If you have any thoughts on the show and you want to share them with me, please send me a note at americatonight.net. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his fine work on the technicals, and all of you for listening to this version, anyway, of America Tonight.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.